Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 293 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you each week. You can always find the episode at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. The podcast is also available on iTunes, and while you're there, five-star rate and review. I love reading reviews. I love sharing on social media and bragging about the best podcast listeners out there. That is you guys. We're also available on Spotify, where the video option is available. I apologize about last week's episode. Audio was only available. It was a little bit of a mix-up on my end. It was a mix-up because the iMovie on my computer was not working, so I couldn't splice everything together. So I did put the full video up on Facebook, but the audio is out there. And you guys seem to like the audio because you've been giving a lot of good feedback about last week's episode. So check it out. We had Sam on, who's a licensed therapist, and it was a great conversation. So go back and listen to 292 after you listen to 293. The Patreon has the bonus episodes. Go over to patreon.com/KMF podcast. Subscribe. Get access to all the bonus episodes we have on there. Built Bar is coming out with some new flavors. I just got an ambassador pack of the cookies and cream puff. It's really good. I'm not a big marshmallow fan, as I said to you before, but this has chocolate marshmallow and like little Oreo chunks in it. They don't call it Oreo. They just call it cookies and cream because I guess they can't say Oreo, but it's delicious. BuiltBar.com. Use code WWBRO10. You will save 10% off your order. Sail Away Coffee, the best tasting nitro brew out there. Check it out, sailawaycoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. You will save 10% off your order. I apologize. On the Built Bars, it's WWBRO Podcast. Sail Away is WWBRO10. I apologize about that mix-up, but you know, it's not a podcast unless I mess up the intro. My good buddy John Ziegler, his comedy special is available on YouTube. Check it out, John Ziegler, Getting My Affairs in Order. You can also follow him on Instagram. Go over to John Ziegler Comedy on Instagram. Give him a follow. Click the link in the bio. It'll bring you right to the special. Watch it. Comment. Let him know what you think. And hopefully me and John will have some shows together soon. You can come and see both of us. So John, if you book me, then I'll be on a show with you. That's my little plea, because people do listen to the show and actually tell him that I mention him. So now if you do, like, hey, you should put Anthony on a show once in a while, I'll tell him anyway. But anyway, hope everybody had a great week. Last week was a holiday weekend, and I recorded the episode a little early. You only get to talk about it. It was a fun weekend. I got to spend time with the family, my friends, watch some wrestling. I ate too much good food because I had my first gain. But listen, that's going to happen in this journey. If you think you're going to go from point A to point B without any kind of ups and downs or gains or anything, a little unrealistic. I kind of knew it was happening. I knew I was within my points, but I was just eating more stuff I shouldn't have eaten. And it was there. I did it, whatever. I'm over it. On to the next week. And you just hope that the next week it goes down. But if you're consistent, keep doing what you got to do. Look at the month, the overall month. And the overall month, I was down over 23 pounds. So my first month back on program, a success. I want to keep building that because, you know, I know what I could do. I know what I've done before. And I like putting forth the habits to a healthy life. And I like what the results I'm seeing. I don't really see it, you know, as far as physically wise, but I'm seeing it mentally, my attitude, and just physically, I feel better. I don't see, like, in the look in the mirror, I'm not shrinking because, you know, 23 pounds, it's like throwing a couple of tables off the Titanic. It's a start, but we're on our way, but we're getting there. But listen, I enjoyed myself over the weekend. I got to hang out with my friends, Chris and Joe. We watched the wrestling pay-per-view. As you guys know, I'm a big wrestling fan, so that was fun. We hung out outside. It was a nice night. I smoked some cigars. We ate some food. And then I was at my brother's house on, I think that's Sunday. Were they there Monday too? I forget which day I was there. No, Sunday. We were there Sunday all day. It was a lot of fun. Just, you know, a backyard party. Grilling up some food. Smoking cigars. That's all I wanted to do. Like, what do you want to do on your day off? I just want to smoke cigars and eat my brother's barbecue. And that's what I did. And got to spend time with the family, which is awesome. And speaking of family, shout out to my nephew Luke, who hit his first over the fence home run this weekend. Proud of you, buddy. He hit it into not over the fence, but into the street. And he's 10 years old, and it's amazing. Because I don't think I never hit one over the fence. All the fences I played at. I mean, well, when I was younger, not all the fields were made like Williamsport fields. So I had a lot of long doubles and triples that might have gone over a fence. But in any case, I'm proud of you, buddy. Keep doing what you're doing. You're playing awesome. And who knows what happens? Maybe one day it'll be at Yankee Stadium watching my nephew take the field. That'd be awesome. Old-timers Day was this weekend, so that's always, you know, fun to watch. And it was the 25th anniversary of the 98 Yankees team. And it's great, you know, it's that saying from The Office, I wish someone would let you know you're in the good old days while you're in the good old days. Because that team was phenomenal. And I remember that season. I remember knowing it was something different, that something I'd never see again, and how amazing it was. But then you're looking back now, especially the season they're having now, and then watching all the players, they're all 25 years older, and you just remember they were showing the clips, and I just remember how unbelievable that season was and how much fun it was to watch. So it does make you, you know, a bit of nostalgia hit. I'm a big nostalgia guy. I love drowning myself in it and just reminiscing. And it was great to see all the old players back. Derek Jeter's first time at Old Timers game. And I'm hoping he was there interviewing for the GM position for next year. But anyway, I'm not going to make this into a sports show. We're getting back to business and the first, you know, dealing with the first gain. So that was in my head a little bit, but not, I wasn't feeling bad about it. And then this weekend we had a party for my buddy Keith, who's moving. So his brother threw him a surprise going away party. And he was nice enough to invite all the guys from the Cigar Lounge down. And I saw a picture tonight of myself at the party, you know, sitting in a chair, and I hated it. Not that I hate the picture with the guys, but I hated the way I looked in the picture. And this is now coming off my first gain. And those doubts start creeping in your head. Like, what am I doing? Am I even doing this? Is this even working? You know, I hate the way I look. I'm like zooming in on things, picking out all my imperfections. And does this ever stop? Do we ever not feel good about ourselves? Or just when we are starting to feel good about ourselves, something pops up and we see it and we just, it all goes away and we just beat ourselves up. Well, that's what I was doing tonight as the Giants were taking a shellacking. I needed more misery. So I started picking myself apart, you know, in the picture, and I had a great time. The party was awesome. And I was happy to be in a picture with those guys. And then I'm just looking at it and I'm thinking, are they seeing what I'm seeing? And they do. They obviously see who you are and the physical being of yourself, but they're not picking it apart the way you are, because that's just how you are to them. That's the way you look. And they expect, you know, I'm not fooling anybody. I'm a big guy. I'm not going to fool anybody by anything I wear. I'm not going to have a magic cloak around me that's going to make me look like I'm 150 pounds. You know, I'm not going to magically fit into places. I know that. But, you know, I had it in my head that, you know, I'm doing good. I'm feeling better, and I'm on my grind and doing my program. And then you see that one picture and it blows it all apart. And I'm like, when is this going to stop? I don't know if it does. I honestly don't, because I remember when I was down all that weight before, I still did the same thing. And I saw myself differently than other people saw me. And no matter what people could say about you, they could tell you that, you know, you're looking good, you know, you're handsome, all this stuff. And it just doesn't register sometimes. It doesn't sink in and grab a hold of you the way your mind will tell you that you're not looking the way you want to look. I know it's one picture. I mean, maybe it wasn't the most flattering angle, whatever. But I'm there with a big smile on my face because I was having a good time. But I'm just like, just hating myself right now for it. That's kind of why I wanted to do the podcast now. I just came home. I should be in bed sleeping, but I wanted to do it now while this is still fresh in my head and still going around, so I can get it out, talk about it, and forget about it, and move on, because, you know, we all take our own pictures, the angles, we take multiple pictures, put the ones we like out there. It's flattering. And I guess in a way we do it to ourselves because of that. You know, like, who are we fooling? You know, am I fooling myself? I see a reflection in the mirror. I see my reflection in glass. And a lot of times it's different than what I have in my head. And I've talked about this before on here. You know, when, for some reason, when I'm at, you know, a bigger stage, I think of myself smaller. And when I'm smaller, I think of myself bigger. And I can't find a middle ground. Excuse me. I can't find a middle ground. It's just not happening. So what do? You get upset, you sabotage yourself, maybe in the past, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to self-sabotage myself. I'm just going to use this to work harder and to get and move myself to get where I want to go. You know, it was just one of those days, I guess. You know, or this week dealing with certain things. I'm one of those people who looks at their IG followers and unfollowers and wonder who unfollowed me and why. And I know it's only social media and you shouldn't take it personally, but whatever. It's my personality. It's how I am. You know what it is? Because when I follow somebody, I support them. I root for them. And you would like to think that people are doing that for you. And that when you make positive changes in your life and you do things for yourself, that they wouldn't, that's not when they would abandon you. They, you know, I understand, like, when I wasn't doing the program, if you follow me for WWE reasons, you jump ship. I get it. But like now that I'm like back and trying to be positive and trying to help people, that's when they jump ship. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but I did something. So you can't really download third-party apps to tell you who unfollowed you, because Instagram will then lock your account. They don't want any third-party apps, and so I don't do that anymore. I used to have it with somebody unfollowed me. I didn't follow them back because I'm petty. So I found this like computer program where it's just like, it's a list counter. So you copy both your lists, your followers, your unfollowers, and then it'll show you who you're following that's not following you back. And it's mostly celebrities, you know, that I follow that don't follow me back. I follow people if I know you in real life, if you're doing something that I think is going to benefit me in my weight loss journey, or I'm a fan. You know, I don't follow people I don't know, because, like, I don't know you. I don't know you personally. Listen, it might get to the point where we do chat on Instagram and we do become friendly, and that changes. But I keep it to, you know, I try to keep it to a small. I try to monitor what I see, and I like to see positive things on my feed. Not to say that they're not positive, but, you know, I just monitor what I see. And I was surprised at some of the people who unfollowed me, because I was, I think, very big supporters of theirs and always gave them encouragement and liked their stuff and was like, hey, I'm in this with you. And one of them was somebody I thought was actually a good friend. A close friend, and I don't know what their problem is, and I'm not going to imagine. I was going to text them, but like, I'm not getting into a fight over social media to make this even more pathetic than what I'm doing. But it hurt a little bit. It does. It hurt, you know, because there was no explanation. I don't know what I did wrong, if I did anything wrong. And like I said, I felt like this person, I've always had their back. I've always been there for them. And I don't know why this would happen. I mean, I have an idea, I guess, in a way, but I'm not going to engage it, because I'm not going to be into a drama-filled text message war, because I'm over that. I don't do that anymore. So listen, I look at it as their loss. They cut someone out of their life who's a friend and who is a positive influence in their life, and now they don't have that anymore. So I feel sorry for them. That's how I'm looking at it. And that's how everybody should look at it. Listen, if somebody doesn't want to be around in your life and reap those benefits, it's their loss. Goodbye. I'll see you later. It's give and take. It's not give, give, give. And I'm at that point now, this last year or so, I have really hit my limit with that. Like I tell people, if you're in, you're in. If you're not, I'll see you later. And there's only a certain amount of that I could take, and then that's it. I'm not interested anymore. And goodbye. Good luck. Not going to wish you any harm. Not going to wish you anything bad. Just not going to even factor into it. I'm talking about it now because it's on my mind and I'm dealing with, you know, a day that kind of threw me for a loop. I'm not even really talking about the game because it was 0.4 or something like that. 0.2, and I'm not worried about it. I'll get, that's nothing. I'll lose that next week. It's just other things. It's the emotional things that I'm dealing with. The gain itself is just, it's a gain and you hate to see it. The picture. And then today, this is kind of not crazy, but just like, I felt stupid. So at my workshop, there was this girl that used to go to my WWE workshop. I had a crush on, you know, she was a good looking girl. And, you know, I never really talked to her because obviously that's me. So I used to see her like looking, I just maybe think she was looking over. I don't think anybody's like looking at me like that, but Nick was like, no, dude, she looks over at you constantly during the workshop. Maybe she likes you, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know. So I was like, oh, I should say something. Right. So one day I just introduced myself and it was like weird after that. And all I did was introduce myself. And I know I'm awkward. I am awkward as fuck sometimes. I know that. Like I can't talk to women. I that's why I freeze up. Not even just women, just like strangers in general, you know? And I used to think that it was because I was a big guy. That's why I'm single and this and that, but no, it's not the truth. That the truth is I could have like, you know, like Leonardo DiCaprio's face and Zac Efron's abs. And I would still be awkward and not making sense. And just, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to make conversation, know what to talk about. Girls don't want to hear about, you know, the finger poke of doom and how it could have worked if they booked it right. You know, they don't want to know that. And that's what I talk about. I talk about wrestling. I talk about like my nephew hitting home runs. I talk about like, you know, Star Wars and just things that people don't really care about, but that interest me. I know that. I understand that. That's what I know, though. I know useless information. I know how Stewie Carson was the bellboy in 90210 when Brenda got lost in Palm Springs, and then they brought him back a couple of years later, and it was a whole new character, and it was a fiance. How they double use characters on 90210. You know, I see it on Gilmore Girls, or you know, The Sopranos. I get it, and this is what I know, though. I know every line from a movie. I know every line from, you know, songs and stuff, but I don't know real life and how to have a conversation. I know that about myself, and it's kind of funny. Somebody who's a comedian and does a podcast doesn't know what to say, but put me in a real world situation, it's a different game. I'm Edward Scissorhands, you know, trying to, you know, hand out paper. It's just going to be a mess. So anyway, she used to come to the workshops and, you know, I was like, oh, I talked that one time. And then after that, it was awkward. She didn't even say hi to me the next time. I'm like, okay, just introducing myself. I guess I don't know what I did. She stopped coming to the workshops, and then I'm thinking it was because of me, who knows. But anyway, so I pull up to the cigar lounge today. I get my coffee from Buzz Coffee. I'm going to do a Fuck Your Pumpkin Spice. I've been doing this series where I find different apple coffees and apple drinks, and I tell you how much better it is than pumpkin spice, because I'm not a pumpkin spice fan. I'm sorry. So I'm doing the video in the car. I see them walking to an establishment. I wait for them to leave. It's her and her boyfriend, I guess. And they go the other way. And I'm like, okay, I'll do the video. And I'm in the middle of doing the video. And I know when I talk, my hands flail. And at one part of the video, whenever I do something like a cold foam, I make sure to get on my face and it drips down. And here I am now doing this with this dripping from my face. And I happen to look over and they're like right outside my window walking to Qdoba next door. And I was like, yeah, they saw everything. Awesome. So now I'm even more awkward and weird. I'm the weird guy at the workshop that tried to say hello one time. And I see her tell her boyfriend something, and he kind of looks back at me. So I finished the video and I went inside and I was like, awesome. They walked out after I was in. They didn't even look into the lounge. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly how I wanted that to go. So that's another thing that was on my mind. Then I saw the picture and it's just, I don't know. And then you see the picture, like, well, that's why. And I also, I don't have a beard. A boyfriend had a beard. I am convinced. And it's not real, because I was talking to Tracy Carnazzo about it today, who, God bless her for listening to everything I mumble and talk about. And she treats it like it's real, real important stuff. That's why I love her. You should follow Tracy on Instagram, Trixie Tuzini. She's got an amazing podcast, a Trash Talk series. Teen Mom Trash Talk, 90 Day Fiance Trash Talk. Definitely check them out. And I was like, yeah, it's the beard. Oh my! Every girl that's ever broke up with me, the guy she dated had a beard. She's like, well, just find girls don't like beards. She goes, I don't like beards. These girls out there don't like beards. And it's not the case. It's just in my head. This is another thing that I tack on to the miserable and magical that is me. So I apologize for going off on a tangent and a rant about that. But yeah, that's what I said. Cause I think girls look for a lot of the girls that I like, cause I like, you know, my type of woman happened to, they all post about liking big bearded tattoo guys. I got 2 out of 3. I don't got the beard. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Right. I don't know why I'm even talking about this. This is like one of those times where I'm like, maybe I should talk about it on the podcast. I say it and I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't have talked about this because it just makes me seem crazy. But this is what's going on in my head. And like I said, I saw the picture and then it just made me feel even worse about myself. So bad mental health kind of day. And not mental health in the sense that I'm depressed, just self-viewing of myself. And it will get better because some days I think I'm like, you know, the cat's pajamas, the bee's knees, any old 1930s term you could think of. You know, I got a big compliment Thursday. I was doing a ride share and I don't know how we got to talking about it, but I had a couple in the back and the girl asked me like what year I graduated high school. And I was like, 1997. She's like, 1997. I was born in 97. She goes, you look like you're our age. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's what I do. You know, I moisturize, I use girly face wash, just, you know, and I felt good about myself. I did. And, but then I get times where this happens and you feel bad about yourself and it's ups and downs. It's you take the good with the bad and you move on. But these are just real feelings that have happened and I had to get them out. And this podcast is definitely, you know, the place I do it, you know, just a bad self-image day. And those are going to happen. They happen even if you, you know, are thin and at your goal. You know, I have people in my workshop that talk about that they don't see themselves the way others see them. And no matter how much weight they lose, it's not enough. And that's real too. I'm not saying it's just for big people. People just sometimes don't like what they see in the mirror. And no matter what you're told or what, you know, you can't fix it. Not overnight anyway. It takes a lot of work. And I'm working on it. But tonight will be one of those nights. And then tomorrow's new day. We wake up and we get to it and we try to have a positive day. We're going to plan out our meals. We're going to, you know, do everything we can to have a successful day. And we're going to think positive thoughts. And we're allowed to have these days. It was just one after the other today. I really wish I could have known what they were thinking watching me shoot that video. Maybe they watched the video and they're like, oh, that's what he was doing. Who knows? But in any case, I just felt, you know, embarrassed today. All rolled into one. I was excited about today. It was the start of the football season, fantasy team. You know, I love Sunday football. It's just like, you know, reminds me of fall and then, you know, my favorite time of year. But it just didn't go as planned. The whole day did not go as planned. I slept later than I wanted to. I did some ride sharing. Didn't go the way I wanted to. I was hoping to make more money. I didn't. You know, running into an old crush. making a fool of myself, seeing a picture, and just the Giants not doing anything tonight. But tomorrow will be a better day. Start of a new week. I'm excited. And we're going to make it a successful one. That's all we could do. As we say, write the podcast. What's it called? It's called Keep Moving Forward for a Reason. Because that's what we got to keep on doing no matter what happens, no matter what kind of day you have. Get up, put it in the past, and you keep moving forward. With that being said, I want to thank everybody who joined us for this episode, episode 293 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast. Podcast is available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast, also available on Spotify and on iTunes. And while you're there, 5-star rate and review. We are played in and out each week by Hollow and their single, Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. Check it out on iTunes. And while you're there, look for his new band, Demon Scar, releasing new music like crazy. Check him out, demonscar.bandcamp.com. Long Island, only one place to go for your deli needs. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the podcast and get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me, because it really is that good. Finnsdeli.com. Once again, thank you so much to everybody who joined us here for episode 293. I appreciate all the support. You guys are awesome. Thank you for listening to the miserable and magical that is me. Have an awesome week, and I'll talk to you later.